Practice number 5, stillness. In the previous section, we explained that humans have shifted from too much movement and not enough stillness to too much stillness and not enough movement. However, that's not really the whole story. While this trend was happening on a physical level, the opposite trend occurred on the mental level. That is, in the past, most people engaged in much less mental activity or mental movement and had much more opportunity for mental stillness than we do today. Nowadays, the balance is dramatically skewed toward excessive mental activity, and the more full our minds are, the more difficult it is for us to access space. People who work with their bodies, as more of us did in the past, tend to have calmer minds. Today, we have more mind-based jobs than ever before, and during our leisure time, most of us engage in more mental diversion, such as social media, email and texting, television and reading. We've seen an alarming increase in the percentage of our clients who complain of anxiety or being overwhelmed or depression, and we believe that a major contributor is mental overload. This trend has directly paralleled the explosion in the use of mobile phones, tablets, and laptops. Computers and televisions used to be bulky, so they resided in one spot in our home or office. When we left the room, office, or house, we had to disconnect. But now we can stay engaged with a device with a screen almost perpetually. It has severely encroached on our space. In order to be balanced and healthy, we need mental stillness. And the most basic solution is to be less immersed in what we call the human data stream, that is, the collective multimedia flow of all shared information. Not only does constant immersion make us unbalanced, it promotes disengagement from the real world around us, from our immediate experience. Instead of being fully immersed in what's happening around us, we've become concerned with recording it, editing it, and sharing it. Further, due to the sheer volume of material we have to process in the form of emails, texts, status updates, photos, and other media, we've learned to browse through life, to stay shallow, which makes it harder for us to go deep and hold our focus for an extended period. Besides reducing your screen time, we recommend 2 things. First, practice deliberate patience and depth. Engage more deeply with the real world on a regular basis. Whatever you happen to be doing, give it your full awareness. Let yourself be fascinated in simple, everyday things. You'll have an experience not just of space opening up, but of a quiet sweetness within. Second, have a practice of pure mental stillness. There's really nothing that recharges us in the same way as intentionally not using the mind. Creating space for the sake of space. Not trying to manipulate our thoughts or consciousness. Not trying to produce a particular state or result. Just sit, close your eyes, and let go of everything. If you need to watch something, watch your breath. That's all the structure you need. Even just a single minute of this each day can be rejuvenating. If you absolutely must have more structure, you can try following a guided meditation, such as the ones on our website, www.thewelllifebook.com/resources. Ultimately, we hope that you'll use at least a portion of your stillness time free from any sound or talking.